Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's a Blossoms podcast.
Live from the Blossoms pub.
Some of your finest bass work that you know, Chaz.
I just ripped it off Seinfeld, didn't I, Josh?
Is it like the Seinfeld?
Copyright issues.
Is it like the Seinfeld theme?
Yeah, yeah. Probably edit that out, Miles.
Cheers. Right, I'm going straight in. Boom. You ready? Challenge Joe to go 5 minutes without interrupting people.
I just saw that this morning.
Yeah. So it's on the video of...
The latest podcast one.
Yeah, Josh goes a baby and it says, challenge Joe 5 minutes. Fuck off.
Does anyone want to challenge you? I certainly couldn't.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, so they're saying you're butting in
on
people. I mean, do you interrupt a lot on the video, Joe? That is the question.
I think I do, yeah, probably.
You've got a zest for life, Joe, haven't you? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, to be fair.
Zest for life. Yes. Yeah, here we go. Blossoms on paperback writer, Beatles cover.
I think I've seen it.
Blossoms in isolation. So, someone called B, just the letter B. If these guys were around 40 years ago, they'd be legends. That's the nice comment.
That is nice.
And then Jude Taylor has put, I mean, no. They wouldn't be able to keep up with the legends back then. These are awful and write sloppy music for sloppy teenage girls. Hollow lyrics.
Sloppy?
Sloppy teenage girls. What a weird comment.
Very strange.
Fucking says that.
Do you know the one to make? There was another one as well. I can't remember what video it was on because I can't be able to find it, but I saw it the other day. And it said something like...
What are you eating there?
A flapjack. Anyway, the...
Just don't do that.
Fuck, I'm eating.
It's not nice on the headphones.
We can hear it.
It's a chilled environment, this.
Quite ASMR, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Some people might buzz off it.
I don't know if it's for eating, though. That's usually just little things like...
Yeah, let's stop. I'm carrying on. Eating's annoying. Yeah, that kind of shit.
Anyway, and he said, whoa.
What are you talking about here?
Yeah, what's happening?
So it's a video of us. I can't remember what video it was, though, because I won't be able to find it. Do you know what I mean? It'll take me too long and I can't be arsed. But he said, whoa, that guy's a dude. He was referring to you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, as in he thought I was a female.
Yeah.
Oh, but right.
That'll be the first time that's happened.
Happens to me quite often.
It happens to me, you know, when on a walk, like, I always get it means feet. You know, like, when you're walking and, like, there's a bike behind you and they always say this, like, excuse me, ladies.
Yeah, all the time.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I've had that a lot.
And I don't mind, do you know what I mean? Like, it's from behind, longer. I've done it. I remember there was, when I used to work at the Armour Lodge serving veg, and being like, excuse me, sir, and it was a woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh my God, like, yeah, feel dead bad.
Feel like
it does
dick.
Happen.
Yeah.
So, and I get it from behind, but like, when they're watching a video of us and you're there.
I think they're saying it's the thumbnail. You know, thumbnail when it's like a small image of the video. I think you think it's a girl and then you click on it and they're like, oh no.
Tom Ogden clickbait.
Oh no, it's Indie David Cameron.
Tom Ogden's clickbait, isn't it?
Have I told you about when I got bullied on the bus?
Whoa, here we go.
I mentioned it to Josh. It was a few months ago, actually.
Oh, what?
This was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah,
what
man.
Do you mean you got bullied on the bus?
Well,
by me.
No. Sorry for you.
So, I was on the bus from where I live, and it's about half an hour on the bus. This is what I need to drive, but I went on. I usually tie my hair.
Number one album.
It's one of them, innit? Fuck it. So I got on. I didn't tie my hair up. I was sat on the bus, and about, I don't know why, it must have been like 11:15. All these kids came on, about 10, like,
how old are
13 or 14 year old schoolboys.
COVID or pre-COVID?
No, this is COVID. So right. I'm there, mask on.
Yeah.
None of them are wearing a fucking mask. They all run on like, yeah, they're laughing and stuff, throwing pens at each other. And I'm like, here we go. Check my phone. Got another like 25 minutes. I was like, okay. One of them sits at the front, and You know, they're all throwing fucking pens and lighters at each other and stuff. And this, and they all start giggling. And this kid walks down the middle of the bus, stands in front of me and goes, "Excuse me, love, can I have your number?" And obviously, you know, long hair, face mask. I look up and go, "Don't think you do, mate." And he goes, "Oh shit, it's a guy." And they all start laughing. And I'm like, "Yeah, fucking hell." I'll turn around and go, because I was a bit, you know, I'm not somewhat scared of him, but I was like, a bit intimidated. Yeah. I was like, right, okay, so I'm part of the pack now. This is sound. They're all happy with me. You know, a minute later, they're throwing stuff and they'll throw a lighter at my head.
What? Hits you on the head?
Hits me on the head.
Did you not go rage mode?
Well, the thing is, I think they weren't aiming for me because there was a guy in front of me. They were fucking throwing at each other at sound, but they were like pretty chavvy in that. So it hits me on the head and they all go, "Ooh." and first I see red and I'm like, why are they doing that? You know, there's like an old man there and stuff. Like, it's pretty.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They're not stabbing each other and that. It wasn't that bad, but I was like, fine. Turned around. I didn't know what to do, but I was staring at him and that's all I did. I just turned back around. And then they all started going, "Get your ass out, love. Get your ass out." So they basically just started bullying me. And I was like, I got off 2 stops early.
Fucking love that.
So honestly, I've not
that
felt
sad.
Like I was at school as much as I have done, like since I was at school.
Than then.
I was getting bullied. I was getting bullied.
Fair play for not to reacting though. You
did something similarish to a kid.
This is funny.
I was walking down.
It's quite tragic.
This is years ago now.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, just before me and Sophia bought the house. Yeah. So Sophia moved back with her mum, and I was living with mum and dad. You were saving money and stuff.
Yeah.
So
cheap.
I know, yeah. So we're on the way to her mum's house, and we got the train. We come off the train. We're walking down. Yeah. And you know when you're both arguing as well, like things were pretty stressed at the time.
Oh, with you and Sophia?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like my room was like literally, do you remember what it was like?
Yeah,
it was
like same door.
Yeah. And Sophia's room was exactly the same. Do you know what I mean? You're both just a bit like,
we can't go on like this anymore.
Yeah, you're just like, you're both ripping your hair out. Anyway, so we was already stressed. We're walking down this road and there was two kids. And one of them
How old?
I reckon about 13 to 16.
Right.
So like, and it's a shit age, that, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, you're a bit too young to go on a park drinking all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously, you can't go to a pub and that. But it's like a weird age, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just
like
out on the streets, aren't
you? Yeah, exactly. But it's like sort of pre-drinking on the streets, do you know what I mean? So anyway, he was slamming all these bins in these front gardens and terrace houses and loads of them, do you know what I mean, going down. And then I saw this old woman and she was peering out behind the curtain but looked scared. And I was just like... But I was just a bit like, fuck, say, like, if that was my grand, do you know what I mean? And some kids were like slamming her bins, I'd be fuming.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just went, yeah, don't do that, mate. Do you know what I mean? Just as I went past, I went, yeah, don't do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no woman there. Like, blah, blah, I just left it. And then carried on walking. He was behind me going, don't do that, mate. Don't do that, mate. All right. So I turned around and, like, you know, when you like stamp your foot at someone,
yeah,
I went to real, go went towards him. Yeah. And he shit himself, went, ah, shit yourself then, didn't you? to this little like 13-year-old. and then obviously he did shit himself and like walked off the other way. And Sophie went, a bit over the top.
Now you see, that's when I was looking at them, I was deciding whether to do something like that, but I would have got battered. I would have been battered, and it would have been keyboard player Miles Kellogg attacked by youths, and it would have been like, you know, like the footage from the camera and that. So I imagine
it the other way, like
you'd have broke social distancing rules as well, wouldn't
you? I reckon the other way, like keyboard player Miles Kellogg loses his head and he's like this video of him just battering like 13 of these
no
kids.
I don't do that. It's just fucking,
have I mentioned on the podcast before about when I flagged down a car through fear?
No, tell us.
So I was walking back from our secret HQ location in Stockport.
HQ 1 or 2?
2, this one.
The most recent HQ.
Okay, boss.
And we'd been doing demos or something. This was pre-COVID, so there was no issues with what I was about to do.
Oh, yeah. BC?
BC, yeah.
Before COVID?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Good for you, that. And it was It was winter time, so obviously, you know, it goes dark at like 3 p.m. Winter. And I had my rucksack with, you know, some goods in it, and
just full of shit, wasn't it, your rucksack?
Yeah, just full of shit, pens and paper and receipts and crumbs and all sorts of shit. Fuck. And
crumbs.
I had my big, you know, my big Arctic coat on. There's a train station that I take that's nearby, and the rails run parallel to this road. So I was just walking down said road, and I saw some sort of quite, you know, and it was an uncomfortable number of people to be wearing hoods, and one of them genuinely had like a balaclava on, and this was I don't think a balaclava has ever been acceptable. I mean, like, maybe now with COVID you could probably get away with it, but anyway, this is way pre-COVID, so I was thinking it's not cold enough to warrant wearing a balaclava. So he's clearly going to be up to something violent, or, you know, something that's not quite right. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll just stall a little bit and, you know, see where they're going. And so thankfully,
in my head, it's like a, you know, when a deer sees a car and he just stops there, like Josh just stops and stays there.
That was
like,
me. Yeah. And I was really discreet wearing my huge Arctic coat. And I got to a crossroads and I thought, okay, well, they're approaching me and I'm going to see where they go. I had several options. I could do a U-turn and I'd say run, but I'm physically incapable of running. So I could turn around and walk fast, or I could turn right or left or go straight. I needed to go straight. So I was like, oh shit, I need to make my train and I need to go straight. But if I miss my train, it's fine. I'd rather miss my train than die. So,
fuck.
Thankfully, they turned left. So I was like, right, I'll turn right and start running. They clocked me turning right. So they decided to turn round and follow me. So I was thinking, shit, like, this is it. This is how it ends. I started to get a bit of a pace up and I kept looking and they were getting closer and they were getting faster. I was thinking, oh shit, Jesus Christ. I can't run. I can't fight.
I'm literally... I can't fight. That's why you should carry the axes with you.
So in a moment of panic, like, there was no one around. There was an old woman and she like scurried away and into somewhere. So I was thinking, right, well, they can't get her. It was her or me, and now they're going
to
get me.
I like the way you just give up the old woman to save yourself. Her or me. Like, take her, please save me.
And this guy came past in like quite a fancy Mercedes. So I was thinking, right.
Should have said hi, man.
It's now or never. I ran out into the street doing this.
Like waving your hands back up.
I was flagging him down, waving him down, going just like, and I mean, I looked insane. I looked frantic as hell. You know, my hair was all over the place. I was sweating. And then the guy, he flew right past me. I was thinking, shit. And then, but he pulled over. I was thinking, oh, my man, yes. So, and I went over to his window and knocked on it.
Oh, that's sad, man.
He was looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing? Anyway, he put his window down a millimeter. To
Right, yeah.
I was like, mate, I'm being followed here. Like, can I jump in? I just need a ride to the station. And he was like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. What do you mean? You're not getting in my car. I was like, mate, please. Like, and they were getting closer at this point. I was chatting shit. I was just like, oh, mate, please, please just let me in. I think I'm being followed. And eventually he sort of looked over his shoulder because he could see the youths approaching. The door just opened and he let me in. I was like, oh, thank you so much. And he went, right, do you know who they are? I was like, no, I've no idea. He's like, why are you running away from him? What have you been doing? What are you up to here, mate? I was like, mate, honestly, I've no idea who they are. And he went, in fairness, they did look like they were up to no good. And then he drove me to the station and I tried to give him 50 quid and he said no.
50 quid?
Well, that was a panic offer, wasn't it? That was like, I am glad to be out of this.
What was his
name?
No,
honestly, he didn't disclose that.
Fucking hell, I was going to say, he's a bit of a... You know what,
sounds like
play,
a scam,
fair
doesn't
play
it?
To him, though.
Sounds like it was all coordinated.
Did you actually offer him 50
quid? I had to explain it to him. Like, I had to explain, I was like, look, like, I've got like a building around the corner where I work. I'm not like a sketchy guy. I have no idea who those guys
I've
were.
I've got two number one albums.
I didn't say anything about the band. I've waited a long time to reveal this story to the public because it is hilarious.
I've got some of do your news jingle.
Amazing.
I'll just use the other one.
No, no, please do it.
I don't even remember what it is.
What's on the news? Amazing.
What's on the news?
Amazing.
I
fucking butt off that, you know. Amazing. Yeah. Right. So I've just got two today to not. I've got two today not to go in, you know, not to bombard you with too much.
He's right.
So, two headlines. We can discuss both. Woman shares therapist's handy advice for what to do when you can't get to sleep.
Fuck me. Which, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, please.
And then people are only just learning what the mysterious little holes in our eyelids really do. So around the bottom of your eyelid, you've got like four holes, which everyone thinks are tear ducts.
I was going to say, I thought they were
not.
Fucking hell, go on. Get,
do you
want to
hear that
scene.
One first?
Yeah, yeah, my
right,
scene.
So,
I can breathe through my eyes, you know. You ever done it? You ever done it?
That's the name of the podcast.
Well, not internally. No.
I can breathe through my ears.
No,
I don't know why I would say no.
Listen to what I'm saying. So, you know when you like push air through your nose, comes out your eyes, doesn't it? You ever done that? Yeah.
No.
Watch this, you'll hear it now. My eye!
What the
fucking well hurt!
What the fuck?
Did you see it?
Mate, that little noise that you just heard was fucking air coming from my other eye!
I thought it was normal until.
Stop,
no! No, no, no! I thought it was normal until Emily was like, you know, some people can blow air out their eye, and I was like, oh yeah, I can.
I can't do it, I just tried it then.
I'm not going to attempt that.
My eye, look how much my eye's watering now. It's fucking.
That's wet. So
that's the maddest thing ever!
This leads to what I'm talking about, right?
Sorry, I can't.
Right?
They've got a few things like that, but we'll save
them.
They're
pretty hard to spot. That's the photo of it. You see them little holes there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the ones, like inside. That's the sort of stuff your girlfriend just like rubs a finger around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck?
Right. So everyone thinks that your tears go into them. Yeah. It's not.
Just that's it.
I need a tissue for my eye.
How's your nose feeling, Miles?
Should start wearing a mask around your eyes,
yeah.
Mate.
Is it running a bit?
No.
Is it not?
What, wait. Nah.
It sounded like it was.
I was going to say it did sound like that.
Why?
Because the holes known as lacrimal puncta actually drain fluid away from our eyes, taking tears down a channel to our nose where they can be reabsorbed, explaining why we get the sniffles when we have a good cry.
Right, so it recycles the liquid.
Fucking into that.
So if you got a cut on your nose, it'll hurt. No, because
obviously.
It's no fucking fuck off. It's salt, innit? Salt water.
Ah, so the water.
Salt water. You
so
bastard.
Your eyes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So internally.
Say that. It's
me.
Not salt water.
Fuck off. Yeah, it tastes like salt, doesn't it?
It's.
Sorry, I'm like hijacking your section here. I've got a few more things.
No, I'm fucking well into that. So, if you got a cut on your nose.
No, inside.
That's good.
Anyway.
And do you want to hear the advice? The woman shares the therapist's handy advice.
Yeah,
what to do when you can't get to sleep.
Yeah.
So, what she does is, there's a video, but I'll explain it because I watched it this morning. It's dead quick. Right? She says the therapist gave her the advice that she paid for, so she's going to share it for free to help people. So,
cheap. She just made it up, hasn't she?
You know, thoughts are running like they are at night. I think we've all experienced that. And you're lying there, you're like, I can't fucking sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Tossing and turning.
Your knob.
Excuse me.
sorry.
I swear you do a comment like that every single
time.
And your balls and your cup. <when you're not.
laughs> It's the coffee.
So you're tossing and turning. You can't get to sleep. Your thoughts are racing. She says the advice is get out of the bed. Right, go downstairs, go somewhere else in your house, get a piece of paper, write down everything that you're thinking of. So say you're thinking, I need to take the car needs to be washed. Write down car needs to be washed.
Right.
We're making a fucking music video. Think, you know, anything that's in your head,
yeah.
Write it down. She shows her piece of paper. It's two full fucking A4 pieces of paper what she's thinking of.
Already, fuck that, can't be asked.
But obviously you're removing it from the bed. So you don't associate the bed with not being able to sleep.
Type.
Then you get back into bed and your head's
and you think of more shit to write on a piece of
paper. No, you're in bed thinking, you're dreaming of writing paper.
Well, she said it worked for her, so I think...
Do what?
Anyone who's struggling, I would try it next time.
I'm going to say, okay. I might give it a go and let you know.
There's also...
My writing's fucking terrible, though. You'll be able to read it.
I heard... get a full moleskin for mine. Jesus.
I heard the other day that what they do in the army, apparently, is, you know, like, if you can't sleep, you're in, like, shit, obviously. You
cannot,
You're supposed to be, you know, you're sleeping sat down, you're in a fucking, like, fucking cave or something like that, I don't know.
It's supposed to take 2 minutes to get
two
to
minutes.
Sleep.
Well, I don't know. Two minutes. Is this what you're thinking of?
Combat sleep, innit?
You have to just fight. Just be like, sound, yeah, I'm not going to sleep. And then you fall asleep. You just have to accept
there's
sleeping.
There's a technique to doing it. There is.
What's yours then? Yours probably sounds
better. You must have been reading the same thing.
It's a good idea, but you've probably read it right. Miles is just saying...
No, seriously. No, you're supposed to power through
not being able to sleep.
Basically, one of the main things of sleeping, which fucks you up, is not being able to sleep, is stress. So if you don't get stressed, you'll just fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So just fight it. Chaz, what are you saying?
The military technique to falling asleep is you relax your jaw, relax your whole face, and picture yourself on a canoe. Hey, you think I'm joking? This is what it says.
Oh my God.
You picture yourself on a canoe going down a stream, and you're supposed to fall asleep in 2 minutes. Oh, and the other thing is, I am not tired. You have to repeat that until you fall asleep.
In your head.
That
so there's a few options there that anyone can try.
That's like the military technique.
Yeah, if anyone's struggling to sleep, go through them and let us know which one's the best.
I don't really struggle with my sleep that much. You two do.
You two definitely.
Me and you are pretty good at sleeping.
Josh as well. Josh gets his hands in a certain position and just fucking naps.
Josh used to sleep in the splitter van, like when it was fucking well uncomfortable.
You've got a lot of videos of me kipping, haven't you?
Oh yeah, you're a kipper. I'm fucking, I don't sleep. I'm too like.
Who's the worst sleeper out of me and you?
You're the Joe.
I'm the most dramatic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you are. 100%.
But you need to. If you don't have some kind of fucking hyperactive light flashing in your face, it doesn't go, does it? Your brain.
I feel like we have talked about this before. But
I have the telly on.
You sleep the telly on.
A common misconception is that I have to have the TV on to sleep. It's not that. I just need a good amount of time before I sleep to watch TV.
Mm.
And it's because that thing you were saying there, do you know when you've got loads of stuff in your brain flashing around?
Yeah.
If I watch TV, I can just forget about that. And then I'm tired and I'm like, turn it off and then I can go to sleep straight away.
I feel you like when I'm at home, like when I'm off tour or whatever, I will watch TV before I sleep.
Mm.
And then when I feel tired enough, I will turn the telly off and go sleep. I'll turn the telly off and go sleep.
You know what though? It does make you, I do that with me.
But you leave yours on. That's the bit that gives me anxiety. Like you just leave it on in the background. Like you don't acknowledge, right, I'm getting knackered now. Turn off, then sleep. No. You just fall asleep while you're watching
it. Again, that just depends where I am and how tired I am. So like at home, my TV just turns itself off.
Right, yeah, you've got a system.
Do you know what I mean? I've got my iPad does the same. But also, sometimes, you know what I mean? I'll go sleep and then wake up straight away.
You know what we should do?
But yeah, my iPad just like does it. And I just have to, like, I wake up, like literally, I've just fallen asleep. I turn it off and then go sleep.
Yeah,
I don't, people think I'm just there watching TV and then sleeping and wake up and it's still on. That's anxious. Top five. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
All right, as things go, I suppose it's a funny old world, isn't it? But yeah,
same answer we give to everyone.
Yeah.
All right, considering.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
Doing
yeah,
all right. Literally. What have you been up to?
I'm home in Chesant at the minute. Back with the fam.
Back with the rents.
Yeah, just kind of, I'm in my sister's room at the minute, my sister's old room. I've kind of turned into a micro studio, doing a bit of writing and walking around Chesant and things like that, really.
What's the
reading?
What's the tourist attraction in Chesant?
Declan McKenna.
You know, on my secondary school's Wikipedia page, there's two people listed as notable students. One is Victoria Beckham, and the other is me.
Oh, so what? So Victoria Beckham's from Chesant?
We're on our... I don't know if you guys
I'm
on the... on our old school's one. I think you might be on there.
It's you and Curtis Reeves. who's now a darts player.
And Nathan Aspinall. No, I think you went off it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just you and Curtis Reed. I'm not fucking on there. Wankers.
But a savage.
It is, isn't it?
It sounds like a nice place, just by the name.
Chesant.
Sounds like it's spring. It's all right. Do you know what I mean?
it's an alright place. Like I like it. It's got mixed reviews. Like,
how are we spelling it? I'm gonna have a look at some photos quickly.
C, it's chess. Chess Hunt. Chess Hunt.
Oh, Chess Hunt.
Yeah.
Right.
Cheshunt. It looks like Cheshunt. But it's alright. People deeper into Hertfordshire think it's like they would might use the word chav to describe Chesant.
Oh, really?
Like, to describe Chesant, but there's sort of a perception of it being as slightly rougher than the rest of Hertfordshire.
Yeah, to be fair, it's not exactly how I thought it'd look.
And yeah, it is. It's quite a standard.
What is it compared to Stockport, Tom?
It's not too far off, to be fair. A bit more.
Stockport twinned with Chesant.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not too dissimilar, to be fair. I was thinking more, like the town in Hot Fuzz.
Thatch Cottage, isn't that?
It's not a village.
I think it's the name, innit? When you think of Stockport, you think of like Stockport.
Yeah, Chesant's quite like, from Chesant, yes.
It has got its posh moments, like Broxbourne, the sort of council area.
Broxbourne?
That Broxbourne town is like...
Broxbourne?
Is fancy bit of this, is these it? Ends.
Should we dive into some songs?
Yeah, should we go to your first choice?
Oh, Manchester song. So I was looking up, because I didn't want to go for really obvious Manchester artists.
A few people we've had on, some people have done that, and some people have gone, I couldn't help but just go for some of the obvious ones, which is...
There's some that maybe people think are obvious. The first one I went for was Everything Everything.
Oh, right.
Not had Everything Everything yet.
I thought something from their first album would be good. My KZ, Your BF.
I have never heard it.
You've never heard that song?
No.
Oh, it's a great tune.
I've not really explored Everything. I have a little
no,
bit.
No, you've got into him on the, what was that tune they had out?
Distant Past.
Josh is quite into him.
Yeah.
Distant Past, isn't it?
And Regret. What's that one? Is that that tune? Yeah.
That's a tune. That album's amazing.
Yeah, it's a best. Well, Josh, his dad, Robin,
taught one of them on it.
Yeah, he's a professor of music, and he taught two of them at Salford Uni. So Josh really likes Everything Everything, obviously.
I've got this song. I'm going to listen to this, Declan, when we've finished speaking. It's the first track on the first album, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's it. I kind of thought that would be a good vibe. It's probably recorded in Manchester. I don't know. Yeah.
Why do you love this tune?
It is just... I guess it has a sort of like funny strangeness to the lyrics that I love about Everything Everything. Sort of like geeky, slightly geeky, artsy sounds that I love. And, you know, it's like an early development. I guess, like, you know, now they sort of went more and more digital and, you know, have a lot more of a sort of... they just have a different sound these days, fully explored band sound, but there's something really charming about the early tracks too. It's just a vibe. I just love this song, love the chorus. What happened to your boyfriend? It's a great tune.
I think it is me with Everything Everything. It's like I feel quite intimidated by them.
Why?
Because like they're really technically amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like everyone knows them as like musicians as that being like very, very good. Do you know what I mean? And I think that scares me a little bit.
It's in
like,
a really fun way, though. I think. I think it's always done in like a way that's not like this is just wanky. Like, yeah, I think 100%. They do. I think they do it in a really fun way.
They wouldn't have like crossed over into how big they are, would they? Without that,
but I've kind of stolen a thing. Not a thing really, but like this pedal James Ford introduced me to in the studio once, and your man from Everything Everything, he plays guitar, uses it.
Nice.
The Judder, the MWFX Judder, and it's like part of their sound majorly now. Like it's like a note repeater, and like they use a load of guitars where like they're like, you know, juddering basically. And I use that on absolutely everything now since you showed it to me, because it's such a good pedal.
You use it on everything.
on everything, everything. They use it on everything, everything. I use it on everything, everything. I guess there's something that maybe is. I don't know. I didn't really think about them being a Manchester band in a way.
Yeah, they're not like your Oasis, Stone Roses kind like
good curveball.
Yeah, it's good to have to change it up.
So, choice number two.
So while I was doing my looking at Manchester bands. Mm-hmm. I think one that I couldn't ignore was Simply Red.
The second time they've come on the list.
Oh no! What song?
Well,
came
you tell us what you picked because I can't quite remember. Can you remember which one he picked?
Gonna fuck.
Go. I've gone for Stars.
No, I didn't pick.
It
that.
Wasn't that one.
I don't think. So Lloyd Griffith picked Simply Red. He loves Simply Red. He had a story that he got blocked by Mick Ucknall. So if you can top that story, great.
I don't have any stories about Mick Hucknall at all. But I know that Paul McCartney really likes him.
Did he pick Money's Too Tight to Mention?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, which isn't their tune, but he loved their cover of it.
Yeah,
that was it.
Is there a reason?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
It's
the sky.
It's a proper great. You ever listen to Greatest Hits Radio?
Greatest Hits Radio.
Yeah.
Well, is that like Magic Radio?
It's on. What, you have to get it on like. It's not just like on the normal kind of. You can't get it on in your car unless you've got like. I don't really know how this. You probably can get it in some
it's
cars.
It's dabbing it.
Yeah, if you've got DAB.
I just listen to it on my phone on Sonos. But they play that tune all the time. It's a boss radio station.
Greatest
Hits Radio. That's a little.
I can't believe that's your radio station of choice. Do you know what I mean?
It's mint. Honestly.
Of course it is.
It's like it's so un-indie. It's so un-indie. It's so indie.
No, it's mint. I was having like a root canal on my teeth, and it was on in the dentist. I was like, "What is this?
When did you have a root canal?
2 years ago.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm not fucking. I don't know why I know your dentist regime. I was like, no, you didn't.
2 years ago, and they do the top 10 at 10 or something like that, where they repeat they just play tunes back to back.
Right.
And honestly, 10 tunes back to back. I'm in there for like a couple of hours. I was like, what are they going to put on next? It was like, boom, Dancing Queen, boom, Spandau Ballet, true. But it was just going on and on. I was like, what is this? And then it came on. It's the Greatest Hits Radio. I was like, that's what it is.
So the dentist.
That's because of dead. But yeah, they play Stars all the time. I didn't know it was called
Welcome
Stars.
Welcome to your dad's favourite.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, why do you love it, mate?
Why do I love the song or Magic Radio?
That tune.
I just think it's a beautiful tune. I mean, Mick Hucknall's written some amazing songs, and that's kind of, I don't know, I couldn't really decide on
it's a great
on one,
tune.
But it's a nostalgic tune for me, I think. The Magic Radio thing does stick in my head as it being a song that I would have just heard driving to school with my mum when I was younger and just being like, oh, that's a great tune, but not really knowing. Yeah. What it was, who made it, anything like that.
Yeah, it's kind of one of them songs that's always in the ether, isn't it? Like, you can't remember the first time you heard it, but you know the melody and you know the tune.
I think Mick Hucknall's just a great, great all-rounder, just like, you know, Simply Red, beautiful vocals, beautiful melodies, very, very good pop lyrics.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful song, and it gives me that special feeling. That
you really do like them.
Yeah, I really do.
Where does it give you that special feeling? Yeah, Simply Red. Stars. Great
good,
tune.
Good choice. So you've had everything, Simply Red.
I'm gonna go west for
go west.
For the next one. Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly. Manchester's favourite, Kanye West. I didn't realise while researching Manchester artists on Google that Mr. Scruff is from Manchester. Are you familiar with Mr. Scruff?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The only way I know him is from him being on like every computer.
He says he's born in Macclesfield, Cheshire.
Right.
Oh.
And his origin is Greater Manchester, England.
Yeah, Mr. Scruff. Yeah, that's
Mr. Scruff. Yeah. I went for the tune. This is actually one of Will Bishop's favourites. He plays this tune all the time, and it's a really, really weird song. But I love it. It's called Shanty Town. And the song is basically all based around like samples of like sea shanties and like fishermen songs and like just general chat about fish. And it's just a tune. Like, the hook is like, there's a wheel, so, something like that. But also kind of, now I'm saying, talking about it, I didn't think about this, kind of relevant to the current sort of sea shanty meme climate that's going on. I think people could, you know, take a lot from this song.
I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
What? The sea shanty TikToks. Joe, you must have heard some of that.
I'm not really online, so I feel like a fucking granddad. Have you seen
the five lads? Or four lads? I can't remember, five or four.
It's four.
Yeah, for the four lads who are like, they just got off a train and these pics with five lads, and they're all dressed up, but obviously they got loads of shit initially. Like, their photo went viral.
Yeah, you've seen it. Was it the night out thing? People are saying,
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 really, yeah. Really, then, really tight trousers.
And then this, like, yeah, right. this shanty tune that was on TikTok as well, of these guys sort of harmonizing, doing this old fisherman tune. Right. But someone edited the photo of them people to sing it, but it's that. Like quite, it's disturbingly like accurate in a weird way. Like the mouths move. I'm gonna have to show Tom out of that. Come like that.
Yeah, it's quite a crazy edit. It is pretty hilarious. I think as a meme. I mean, it's definitely, they're definitely doing it to death. The lads, they now like have an account as like four lads in jeans or something like that.
And so they took really it on of, the chin a bit.
Oh
like,
no!
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
It could have gone up one. Sounds like it could have gone one or two ways where they just
be getting like TV interviews and shit from it. Like, yeah, and it's like, why were you wearing those tight trousers? And they were like, just put them on. Yeah,
why were you wearing them tight trousers?
I've literally.
I feel like if it weren't for the times, they'd be doing the sort of like freshers tours and things like that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It's fucking
what,
boss.
Have you done that?
It's boss this.
I like how intently Tom's going into this. Yeah, no, probably like grab the phone. Can't believe his eyes.
No, it's just the edit that's getting me. It's quite realistic, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It is. The way that it subtly moves like eyebrows.
Yeah, the
and
head
things,
and bobbing.
Like,
right, fucking
it's really, really strange.
Quite creepy. Yeah, some sad person spent too long on it though, aren't they?
Yeah, but that person has now probably, you know, their TikTok's probably gone off. You know,
yeah, that's
mean?
True. Yeah.
There's some word about why stuff like that is so strange to look at, like stuff that's like kind of human but not.
It's uncanny valley, isn't it?
Uncanny Valley, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
You know what that is. How the fuck do you know what that is?
I watched some...
Miles Wanks over robots.
Not like, not like conspiracy videos.
No, you watch a lot of YouTube stuff.
I watch like YouTube stuff that's like...
There's that account in there on Instagram as well. It's got loads of followers. It's just a robot girl.
Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley, yeah.
What is it short for something?
Uncanny Valley and the Couple of Seasons.
That's what it means. It's just like, you know, when stuff looks real but it isn't real, so it makes you feel a bit weird when you look at it.
Uncanny Valley.
That's basically all that is. It looks real but there's something not.
But where,
like,
what's
right
the valley?
I don't have a fucking clue. I didn't name it.
Goit Valley.
Goit Valley.
Is it meant to be like valley? Like uncanny? That valley's uncanny. I don't fucking know.
There's some reason for it, I'm sure.
Anyway, we've gone with Mr. Scruff.
Yeah, I think we've gone over Mr. Scruff, but it's a great song. It's nothing like that sea shanty song.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, this is like gone from like there to there. But no, I mean, yeah, there is a relevance there. But yeah, good choice. And we've not had Mr. Scruff yet. I know Wolfie's a big fan, I think.
Mr. Scruff.
Oh, yeah.
I am right that he was on like every Windows computer about 15 years ago, wasn't he?
That's the sort of thing I would not fucking know.
Do you know when you buy a computer when you were probably about, well, you would have been about fucking five or something. You probably don't know.
Was it the tuner one?
It was like,
Windows Media Player.
It was like the three songs. It was like a jazz song.
Was it that
one.
Tuner, the picture that it's the little drawing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think I remember that.
I've decided that I'm right.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to Google Mr. Scruff Windows.
You'd be right. Anyway,
Scruffy
this is,
Windows, come on.
We're going on, aren't we?
Fucking hell, no.
Okay.
Windows.
Wait there, Declan, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Yeah.
Miles, how old are you?
Miles, here you go.
Yeah, he's only 4 years difference, isn't he? So it's not that bad.
Oh, are you 27?
I'm 26.
Fucking
hell. That's the tune that we can't play on the podcast, but that's the tune, boss.
How have you remembered that? Windows 7 sample music, Mr. Scruff.
Yeah, it was one of three.
Miles is like a weirdo. So we have confirmed.
Not a weirdo. I just fucking remember something from when I was a kid.
All right.
You're
someone's
a bit
tetchy today, aren't
yeah,
they?
Someone's
that dream I had last night.
Yeah, Miles dreamt last night that he punched me.
But I woke up and I was like, I'm glad that's not real. Woke up at like,
so
yes.
I'm doing everything possible today to try and make it real.
We don't. We don't want that to happen.
I wonder what that means. Why did you... You probably want to punch him, don't you, deep down? Is that what it is?
You can't because of social distancing.
I can't, yeah.
To be fair, you've got long arms. You've probably got a 2 meter reach.
What's your fourth tune then?
you ready for the fourth?
Yeah, track four. Yeah,
four.
Awesome, Charlemagne. Cheers.
Yeah, I was thinking if you guys weren't present, I maybe would have picked Blossom's tune.
You don't have to do that.
But I'm not. I'm not going to. I refuse.
Good.
I think the next one has to be Joy Division. She's Lost Control.
We've had Joy Division.
Yeah, we have.
Was it Transmission? That Eli from Inhaler picked.
Oh right, yeah.
Can't remember.
It might not be that. I might have just made that up.
We need to just actually like write these down, don't we?
Yeah. So go on.
This is just one I remember from school, like playing the riff on guitar mm-hmm. with my friend Jamie. And so, I don't know, this just sticks in my head. It's probably one of the first tunes I thought of when you asked about the five songs. So
it was the first on your list.
Yeah, it kind of was like one that's obviously immediately a band I associate with Manchester and immediately a song that came to mind. But yeah, it's great. It's just got that sort of dark, really something kind of dissonant about the about that riff,
yeah.
About that song in general. You know, obviously something, you know, very dark, but yeah, it's definitely definitely some strange choices in that song, but it's really beautiful as well at the same time. Same way that many Joy Division songs are, but there's definitely something very clangy about that tune, which
you
I really
know,
like.
I've never done the whole Joy Division thing, you know.
Have you not?
No. I've never like delved in, and I know like the big tunes, but I don't know, like I've never had like a day where I've just sat and listened to him and like really.
You strike me more
in.
As a kind of new order kind of guy.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Yeah,
but I don't know
why.
You know, you just haven't got round to it for whatever reason.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make it my mission to do it now.
The it is quite.
But I always feel like when you have like say you've not done it, you kind of cheat. You kind of got like a little thing to be inspired by, like that. Do you know what I mean? Because I've never really listened to him that much. I'm like. When you're looking for new things to be inspired by, I've got a whole back catalogue of like a huge band that I've not really delved into.
Good
it's probably
to,
good
to
for,
hold that away
for that
bit.
Thing. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm in though. But I think I'm surprised they've not come up again. Do you know what I mean? That, like you said there, Declan, when you thought of this, that was one of the first bands you thought of.
And yeah.
Strangely, we don't really, do you know what I mean? Not a lot of people.
What's the band that's been picked out the most?
Oasis.
Oasis, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
See, I couldn't pick an Oasis song because it's just...
Too obvious.
That's because you're king of indie, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I am the indie king.
You are. I think if I was going to pick, like, the indie king, it would be you.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, no, I've
spent my whole life trying to be the indie king.
Yeah, I think
if I ever hear about people liking bands, I have to stop liking them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, you are definitely the indie king. In the night, in do you know what I mean? I don't want you to sound.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that.
I'll take that.
What do you reckon?
Look, I learned from the best.
I think these choices would confirm yeah, the 100%. Indie king.
Oh yeah,
I would say
that. It's indie. Apart from Joy Division, is like this is your least yeah. indie king.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just had to
change it quick.
Tunes are tunes.
Change it quick to retain the title of indie.
Yeah. What? What other bands can I go for?
Don't pick Blossom.
808 State.
808 State.
Oh yeah.
There we go. but no, yeah. That know. Another good choice.
What was the first band that you like fell in love with when you like got into music when you were younger?
Busted.
Was it actually?
Nice.
Yeah, Busted. Busted was the first band. Because my sister,
they had
Rosanna,
some good
was...
tunes, Busted, to be fair.
Busted,
back
yeah.
in the day.
Was that? I always get confused with them that, flying all
year
that.
3000's that, Busted.
Year 3000, the Thunderbirds.
Not what? Much has changed,
yeah,
but we live underwater.
Yeah, the Thunderbird song.
What's the Thunderbird song?
Thunderbirds are go.
Oh, just the Thunderbirds theme tune.
Yeah. Well, no, they wrote a song. But oh, it was, yeah.
Was it Busted who put a video out the other day saying, oh, we've just bought a warehouse?
No, it was McFly.
Was it?
Yeah, and Busted aren't really together anymore.
Aren't Busted and McFly McBusted now?
They did.
The McBusted, the drummer out of Busted, I think, hosts on the One Show now. He's a host on the One Show.
What?
Yeah. Or maybe it's McFly. You get them both mixed up. I bet it pisses them off, doesn't it? I bet they both get really pissed off.
They've not helped themselves by them coming together calling him McBusted.
That's what the people wanted, don't it?
I've never really delved into the world of McBusted. There was Busted, then McFly, then McBusted. Then Busted came out with a sort of disco-inspired album in 2016 or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if Busted are planning on doing another reunion type tour or doing another album or what.
I feel like I was a little bit too old for Busted, the Busted thing.
2004, I think, was the...
Yeah. How old were you when they were out?
2004, I was...
You would have been in year 7. I was in year 6.
You'd have been 11 when they... Well, I'm on here now. Year 3000 was released the 13th of January 2003, so I was 9.
Yeah, 9. So
I knew the tune, though. It was massive.
Yeah, I knew the tune was massive. But then I was a mad mosher.
You were into Slipknot.
It wasn't
like Gorillaz.
A lot of people say Slipknot. I was never really into heavy stuff like that.
I thought you were.
No, I had a poster. But I think that was just because it was
I was into Eminem and Blue Cantrell, Sean Paul, and R&B stuff.
Pleasure Rooms.
It's a bit later, that.
I had a dictaphone, didn't I? I used to record tunes off the telly and play them in Punk's Lane.
I had to take them off the radio. Did top you? 40 on Gosh. The tape.
Yeah, Declan, these are trying to take your indie title.
Eh? Sorry. Oi.
So Busted were your first full-on band that you just
Yeah, my sister Rosanna was a huge Busted fan.
Yep.
I think that year 3000 probably came out when I was about 4. But that's that's just the start for me, really. That's just kind of where it all began. wanting to play guitar. I had a little one of those. Did you either of you have one of those plastic guitars that had buttons on it and it would just play a different bit, like a plastic toy guitar?
No, do you know what? I kind of got into the guitar later, to be fair. I didn't learn to play the guitar till I was 15. Yeah, maybe I was 40. But I learned the keyboard first at school. So I kind of.
Really?
Yeah. So I kind of. I peaked at James Bond. I know my way around it enough to write.
Nah, you're very good now. I mean, not fucking Mozart, but no one is, are they? You know what I mean? But you can fucking get your hands around it, can't you?
Did Mozart play the piano?
I can write a tune on it.
Did Mozart play piano?
I didn't know if he'd played or just wrote.
No, he's a fucking piano player, isn't he?
A pianist.
Well, there we go.
So I didn't really have guitars lying around the house, to be honest. I got my first keyboard I got when I was 12. And then I waited for a guitar maybe a couple of years later. But yeah, were you on the guitar first?
Yeah, I think my first proper guitar I started learning when I was 7. My dad would teach me a little bit, maybe when I was a bit younger. And then from year 3 or 4 in primary school, you could get classical guitar lessons. So I started doing that. And then by the time I got to end of year 5, year 6, I was I don't want to do classical lessons anymore, and just got an electric from Cash Converter and started learning on Ultimate Guitar.
School of Rock.
Boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's quite a school of rock.
Yeah, I don't know why they teach kids that sort of thing, though. What?
Classical.
Why at that age do you need to learn? The bare bones, the chords, the energetic stuff that you actually want to play.
I think it's the OG thing, innit, of being parents won't want kids to go into that rock. They want them to play classical.
It's quite good for theory and stuff, innit, because it's you can go out how it all began and now.
It's just an outdated term of just being kids should learn classical, rock. Do you know what I mean? It's
kid wants to dive into that? You can start from any place in music and learn about everything else at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
You can learn instruments. I mean, do you ever get these adverts on your phone for guitar, learning apps and keyboard playing apps? I bet it's well easy to just do it on your own now anyway, isn't it?
True. Yeah.
So,
do you know what? My first instrument I got was a guitar.
How's that going?
Still at Songbird, mate. So the last one, number 5.
I've actually forgotten.
Just pick us then, mate.
I'm gonna have to check my list. Yeah, Blossoms, Charlemagne. this is a good one. Doves.
First time. First Doves entry.
First Doves entry. Yeah.
Black and White Town.
Don't know that one. Let me check
might
it.
Have to, might have to listen to that. You'll recognise it.
Yeah, you will.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know the names of songs, do you? And then you hear it and you're like, ah. Like, even, I didn't know that Simply Red tune, Stars, was Stars. Like, I knew, as soon as it comes on, I know the melody, I know the words, but I didn't know the name of the tune. Oh, yeah, it's a fucking tune.
We saw him when they supported Noel not long ago.
Yeah.
Eaton Park.
Why'd you pick that one? Declan.
Just a tune. It's got that, I don't know, feels warm and summery, doesn't it? It feels like you should be watching it supporting Noel Gallagher or whatever. I think, I don't know. It has that slightly nostalgic feel. Was it on FIFA?
I'm sure it was on FIFA.
That's what I mean. I'm shit.
I would say it was on FIFA. I'm going to say it
but,
was.
Sounds familiar. Yeah, Dove's just really, really cool band. And I don't know. It's the simplicity of it is great. And it
FIFA
just feels amazing.
FIFA 06.
FIFA 06. There you go. That's probably why I've picked it, pretty much.
It was apparently the main one as well.
The main song. Need I say anything else?
So let's go through the songs again. Number one was the Everything tune.
Yeah, My KZ, Your BF.
There we go. Number two was
Mr. Scruff.
That was number three, Tom.
What was number two?
Number two was Simply Red.
Simply Red, Stars. Three, Mr. Scruff.
Mm-hmm.
Four was Joy Division.
Joy Division.
She's lost control. And
five was
Doves.
Black and White Town. Yeah.
Good choices.
Yeah, good tunes. And at the moment,
you are King Indy.
Thank you.
He's even got guitar with him now, hasn't he? He's having it, isn't he?
Give us a song, Declan.
Play Brazil for us.
Have you heard? Are you familiar with the band Randolph Sleep? Scottish band.
No.
They have a song called Indie King. It used to be my favourite song.
Of course, it did.
You see,
it's like ironic and that, but I guess that's indie in itself.
Yeah. I honestly think you are the Indie King. I can't think of anyone who I know.
We can crown this.
Yeah, we're crowning you now, Indie King. And
I'm glad because I feel like I've got Indie Kings crowning me Indie Kings. It really means something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I think 100%. Can we be princes?
Princes?
Yeah, to your kingdomship.
What?
Princes. That's right. Why princes? This is worse now. This is
he means out. Like kings, queens,
princes.
Like,
yeah, right. I thought you
royal
saying,
roles,
like a printer.
Oh, right. I was freaking out.
Princes.
Printer.
Indie. Can we be princes?
if you are the king, yeah, we are the princes. That's what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah, princes. Right.
We
are
the Epson inkjet princes.
Oh, God.
Miles, you can be indie queen.
I'm
indie
fucking,
joker.
I'm not really indie though, am I?
I'm
very geeky.
Yeah, but I think there's a level of the geekiness you're at that becomes indie. Do you know what I mean?
I don't even know what
it
means.
There's a close thing between like indie and being quite geeky, I think.
I don't think Miles is indie.
That hot chip.
I'm not indie.
Yeah, hot chip. Oh, you don't think Miles is indie?
I'm not indie. Never
Charlie's
was.
Indie.
Oh, Charlie's like...
Charlie's proper indie.
Yeah, Charlie's close to you with how indie he is.
Really?
Yeah,
he's like... He takes photos in that. That's very indie.
Yeah,
he's the next in line, isn't he?
Carrying around a camera as an accessory. That's just...
But no, not just any camera. A film camera. Do you know what I mean? He's like king. Yeah. And he develops his own film.
I started doing that last year, but I'm just lazy.
Yeah, do you know what? I tried it for a little bit, but I stopped. You're a bit indie. I like film and I've got like a Super 8 camera and stuff and make the own videos. And
but I feel like...
My hair's a bit
like...
long and I'm tall.
Yeah, I mean...
A lot of people like that, though, aren't they, really? You know?
Yeah.
I feel like if you get... Depends when you get into it, I suppose. Or does it matter? We're all the, you know...
No, it don't matter, but Declan's the king.
Declan's the king.
It's not important, but I'm just the best, so it's fine.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Now I'm thinking about it, though. I think you and Charlie need an indie off. We should sort that out. One day on the podcast, we'll
Charlie would win.
I want you to out-indie each other and be like, oh, I don't know, we'll sort it out. Because I remember Charlie once saying, no, I'm going to leave it, I mean, you two are going to have an indie off. That'd be funny.
Yeah, all good. Right, thanks for
coming
on.
We'll leave this little bit in. We'll get Miles to edit it. And we'll see how many people tweet us about the indie off between you and Charlie. And then we'll set it up if people want it.
There you go. Tom's not happy.
No. Are you not I'm completely fine with it.
You're not happy to be in the running for it?
No, I don't think I am in the running, to be honest.
I think Charlie and Declan's a good show.
Yeah.
We've already declared him being the king, so we can't do
this.
Let's leave it on a high.
No, someone
we're all friends.
Yeah, but I need to know to be sure if I'm the king or if I'm just one of the printers.
Okay.
There we go.
Until then, thank you for joining us, Declan.
It's been
great. Hope you're all right. Hope you're keeping well. Staying safe.
Bye.
Bye.
I've got a bit of an ironic, it's not hard, is it, to be honest? Go on. If you want me to tell you. So I received a text off my mum a couple of weeks back.
I've got this in my nose. We're gonna have to tweet the picture, I think, aren't we?
Yeah. Let me just give you a little bit of background.
It's not hard, is it? Is this just completely different?
Is it ironic? Not. It's not hard, is it?
Right. Oh, for fuck's sake!
Just give you a bit of background on this. When I was living at my parents', you acquire all sorts of weird and wonderful things when you live there, don't you? And then when you move out, things get put into bin bags and put in the loft.
Under
the bed. This, that and the other. So I received a text off my mum and it says, this is below the picture. Morning, darling. Hope you're good. Just sifting and sorting through some black bin bags and I found this. What on earth is it? Hope my suspicions aren't right. I'm binning it though, unless you want it back. And then she goes on to say, you know, hope you're well and all that kind of stuff. And would you believe it? It's a penis pump. Right? And
can we explain what
penis pump?
For those who don't know, a penis pump.
Do you use it in Austin Powers?
Yeah, it's to make your manhood bigger.
Right.
And I cast iron certainty. Explains
a lot.
I've not bought this myself.
No.
I've got a very, very fucking, you know, strange cousin who's into that kind of things. I won't mention his name. And he, in inverted commas, lent me this a while ago. I've not used it.
He recommended it and said, it's good, this, mate.
He was obviously pissed up when he said, yeah, I got this penis pump.
Wait, he was pissed up when I had it under his arm?
But this penis pump.
I'll drop it round at yours.
Why is he trying to lend people his dick pump?
It works wonders.
So yeah, it's called a bath, mate. Hydro 7.
You have to have it in the bath.
What do you make of that?
Yes, fucking.
It looks like a bong.
Does it look like a bong? If you've ever seen Austin Powers, when he comes back from being cryogenically frozen, he gets all his belongings back, doesn't he?
Yeah.
At this like pseudo passport control kiosk.
Yeah.
And his belongings come in this like little box, and he's pulling out like LPs, Burt Bacharach LPs, his velvet suit, his male symbol necklace.
That sounds like your bedroom.
And then he goes, one Swedish made penis enlarger pump. He goes, I'm telling you, baby, that's not mine. So that's the first thing that came to my head, and I sent it to my mum. And we've had a laugh over it since, so I just thought I'd like to share that with you.
Where is said dick pump now?
Said dick pump is
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Facebook Marketplace. Miles has probably bought it.
it's in my dad's wardrobe now.
Keep it in the family.
But you know, just for the listeners, I've categorically not used this.
Well,
pump.
I mean, there's no shame if you have. No. Sound, you know, I've never heard of a fucking dick pump before.
But
like
me and my mum have always been very open with each other. Do you know what the funny thing is? The end of the text says, "Try and stay positive. It's hard." I don't think she's realised.
Okay, everyone. Cheers again. All the best.
See you soon.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Well, another week done. Very interesting that you're running short of breath. You can just open up your eyes. Start breathing through those little tear ducts. Always good, isn't it?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.